弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise you and we thank you, Lord.
因为你在七日的第一日，你从死里复活。
Because on this first day of the week, you resurrected.
全世界不管他们是不是基督徒，都在礼拜天这一天他们休息。
All over the world, on this morning, on Sunday morning, it doesn't matter whether they are believers or not, they all rested.
但是这一天就是安息日。
Because today is your Sabbath day.
这天是我们要来到你的圣殿来敬拜你。
This is the day that we all have to come to your sanctuary to worship you.
你希望把平安降给世界上的每一个人。
You want to give your peace to everyone on this earth.
每一个地区。
To the ends of this earth.
但是我们看到今天世界上一个很严重的一个问题。
But we see a huge problem in this world today.
就是婚姻跟夫妻的问题。
There is marital problems between husbands and wife.
因为很多人他不认识上帝。
Because many of them did not know you.
也不清楚圣经的教导。
And they are not clear of the teachings of the Bible.
婚姻是神所设立的。
Marriage is established by you, Lord.
是要荣耀上帝。
It is to glorify you.
神愿意人能够有一个美好的婚姻。
God, you want men to have a wonderful marriage.
求你借着今天的信息。
May you use today's message.
让我们重新去提醒我们神所设立的婚姻。
To remind us once again of the your establishment of the covenant of marriage.
祷告感谢奉耶稣的名。
We pray all of these and with thankfulness.In Jesus' name, Amen.
这个神造亚当的时候，对他说：“哎，这个人呢、啊，一个人呢、啊，独居不好，要造一个配偶帮助他。”
After God created Adam, God said, "It is not good for man to be alone, so I will make a helper suitable for him."
所以就让他沉睡，从他的肋旁，他来拿了一根肋骨，造了一个女人，名字叫做夏娃。
So God caused the man to fall into deep sleep, and then while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's rib and made a woman and named her Eve.
那神就说，这是亚当的骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
And God said, "This is flesh of flesh and bone of bone from the man."
有一次我去帮人家证婚。
There was one time where I was officiating a wedding.
我的题目就，你们是骨肉。
And the title of my sermon was "You are now flesh and bone."
很多还没有信耶稣的人感到很惊讶。
Lots of unbelievers they were shocked to hear that.
因为他们是用人的头脑理性去思想这个问题。
Because they were thinking that through the brain of a human man person.
因为夫妻没有血缘关系。
Because a husband and wife has no blood relation.
不是同一个父母生的，他怎么可能是骨肉呢？
Because husband and wife were not born of the same parent, how could they be bone and flesh?
这就是圣经的真理的奥秘。
This is the mystery of the Bible.
因为夫妻是骨肉，所以你们才有你们下一代的儿女。
Because when a husband and wife is joined together as flesh and blood, that is why you can have children as your next generation.
这个夫妻这个骨肉的意思是说，他们身心灵是合在一起。
What it meant to be bone and flesh meant that a husband and wife are joined together in spirit and flesh and in your mind.
神创造六天。
God created the world in 6 days.
第一天到第五天。圣经说神看着是好的。
From day 1 to 5 God saw and said it was very good.
可是 当他把人造男造女造好的时候，他说神看着非常的好。
Oh, God created from day 1 to 5 and it was good. On the 6th day after God created man, he saw all of his creation and he said that it was very good.
那我们来看看啊，我们刚读的圣经说妻子要顺服丈夫。
The scripture we just read taught us that wives should submit yourself to your own husbands.
但是弟兄，你不要高兴得太早。
But brothers, don't be too happy, not yet.
就是你很高兴。
You may be happy now.
因为太太都要听我的话。
Because you're thinking, well, my wives must listen to me.
不是这么说的。
But that's not what it meant.
他说你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
It says here, wives, submit yourself to your own husband as you do to the Lord.
就是说这个妻子不是被强迫来顺服她的丈夫。
So what it meant here is the wife was not, is not being forced to submit to your husband.
是心甘情愿，从心里她愿意来顺服丈夫。
And the wife should do this out of the willingness of her heart to do this, you know, because she wants to submit to the Lord.
这个不是地位的问题。
This is not a matter of your position.
这个是一个职分的问题。
This is a matter of your roles.
男女是平等的。
A man and woman are made equally.
因为夫妻的功用不一样。
But our functions as husband and wife are different.
我们丈夫他不是基督。
Your husband is not Christ.
所以我们不能自比基督。
So husband shouldn't compare yourself to Christ.
那丈夫你怎么使你的妻子顺服你呢？
But then, husbands, you may ask yourself, then how do you cause your wife to submit to you then?
圣经说丈夫是妻子的头。
The Bible says that the husband is the head of the wife.
头就是你是一个家庭的一个主人，一个领导者。
Being a head meant that you are the leader of the family.
正如教会是基督的，基督是教会的头。
Just like Christ is the head of the church.
我们看了。 这个意思告诉我们，如果你要你的妻子顺服你，
So what this meant is, if you want your wife to submit to you,
你必须要像基督对教会这样，
then you must be like Christ, the way Christ treats the church.
你要保护她， 你要疼惜她， 你要看顾她。
You need to protect her, look after her, you need to pamper her.
让她有一种安全感。
So that she has this feeling of security.
很多的婚姻是因为妻子没有安全感。
A lot of problems in marriage was because the wife did not have the sense of security.
因为很多的丈夫，他的个性，他的脾气。
Could be because many of husbands has got the temperament of the husband and the temperament of the husband.
加上他的原生家庭对他的一个影响。
On top of that, the influence that he received from his family.
我在台湾，我们有个姐妹，她要来美国相亲。
In Taiwan, I had a sister in Christ who wanted to come over to the U.S. to
来相亲，怎么？
To matchmake.
啊,
to find a husband.
那么
she wants to come here to find.
那么我就呢，请人家在美国这边打听。
So I invited someone from here to find out more about this arrangement.
那么这个男的他是台湾移民来美国的。
This man was an immigrant from Taiwan to the U.S.
所以我也在台湾打听了他的父母。
And so in Taiwan, I also tried to find out more about him.
因为很多人的个性 80%以上受到他原生家庭的影响，非常的严重。
Because a person's personality and temperament has a lot to do with how he was brought up.
后来我发现这个男的有暴力的倾向。
And then what I found out was this man has tendency towards abusing. No, he has an anger issue.
然后他开一个在美国开一个洗衣店。
He has a laundromat shop here in the U.S.
然后我在台湾去调查他的父母。
And in Taiwan, I found out about his parents.
我发现他的爸爸。 常常打他的爸爸,
and I found out that his dad often beat his mom.
当他不知道怎么处理事情的时候,
when he did not know how to handle those situations,
讲不过他的太太,
when the father cannot talk to the wife,
他就学到了爸爸就这样过去了。
He would do what his dad used to do, which is he would hit the wife.
所以我就跟我们这个姐妹说，你到美国玩，你不可以去跟他见面。
So I told this sister who was coming to U.S., I told her, do not go meet up with this man.
我阻止他们相亲。
I stopped that arrangement.
因为这个人他不认识上帝。
Because this man, he does not know God.
他不知道什么叫做头。
He doesn't know what it meant to be the head of a family.
所以当一个丈夫你要你的妻子顺服你的时候，
And so when a man, when you want your wife to submit to you,
你必须要了解。
You must know, you must understand the responsibilities of being the head of a wife.
很多的婚姻问题太多。
There are way too many problems in a marriage.
大概我的女儿小学的时候。
When my daughter was in elementary school.
哦，那个十几年前的事。
That was many years ago.
他们老师告诉我。
Her teacher told me this.
他说：“林牧师，我告诉你，我们班上。”
She came out to me and said, "You know, in my class,
35个学生
there are 35 students.
有一半是单亲家庭。”
Half the class are raised in a family with only with a single parent.
就是有一半是离婚。
Which meant half of the class has parents who are divorced.
所以我心情是非常沉重。
And so I felt very heavy.
所以我们就经常办婚姻的讲座。
And so often I would set up marital counseling classes.
她丈夫没有去疼惜照顾她的妻子。
A husband does not know how to pamper the wife.
她不知道这个是一个责任。
He doesn't know that this is his responsibility.
那么圣经说基督是教会的救主。
And the Bible says that Christ is the savior of the church.
当然丈夫不可能永远不可能是你妻子的救主。
And of course, we know that a husband can never be the savior to your wife.
我们毕竟是罪人。
Because we're all sinners.
因为蒙神的恩典，我们今天才成为神的儿女。
It is by God's grace that today we can sit here and we are all children of God.
保罗在腓立比书一章八节说：“我深深的体会耶稣基督的心肠。”
In Philippians 1:8, Paul said, "I truly understand Christ, how Christ felt."
我想这个丈夫用耶稣的心肠啊来对待你的妻子，这个就非常 OK 的，非常好。
If a husband were to treat your wife just like Christ did for the church, that would be perfect.
因为你会体贴她，会保护她，会照顾她。
Because then you know how to protect and look after and care for your wife.
以前我在台湾牧会的时候
，When I was in Taiwan and I was pastoring a church there，
我们很多年轻的夫妻
，We have a lot of young couples，
他们到教会
，They come to church，
那我们的邻居就看到一个事情
，And the neighbors around my church saw this，
的弟兄背着小孩，抱着小孩
，They see the brothers carrying the children，
手还要提大包小包
，And they're carrying all the diaper bags，
他们的太太只要拿一个。皮包在那晃来晃去就可以了。
And all the wife carried was her small little purse.
哦，他们就好羡慕啊。
And the neighbors were all envious.
他说：“你为什么你们教会这个丈夫都是这个样子
？”And they often ask, "Oh, why are the husbands in this church all so nice?"
你有没有听过一句话？什么样的牧师就什么样的弟兄姊妹
？Have you heard? You know what kind of pastors you have, and that brings out what kind of brothers in the church.
这是牧师教出来。
Because the pastor taught them all of this.
他就来找我。
So this neighbor came out to me.
他说我女儿32岁。
Said my daughter is 32.
哎呀，你们教会还有没有那个弟兄啊？
Do you have any more brothers left in your church?
我说你的女儿要先来就要信耶稣再说。
I said, so, but your daughter has to first come to our church, believe in Christ before we.
他们就很羡慕我们教会这些弟兄，这些做丈夫了。
And they're very envious of all those brothers, all the husbands in our church.
彼得前书三章七节说，你们要按情理与你的妻子同住。
First Peter 3:7 says, husbands in the same way be considerate as you live with your wives.
这里意思说，你做丈夫的按照圣经的教导跟你的妻子住在一起。
What it meant here to be considerate is that the husband needs to treat your husband, wives like Christ.
因为他比你软弱。
Because your wife is weaker than you.
这个软弱的意思就是说，那女人的身体当然比男没有男人强壮。
What it meant as weaker, what it meant here is that physically a woman is weaker than a man.
所以很多粗重的工作是由男人来做。
And that's why a lot of harder, physically more challenged work should be done by the man.
有时候看到我们教会有个姐妹。
One time I saw a sister in our church.
她开后柜车。后柜车。
后柜车是。
后柜车怎么讲？
Oh, she drove a truck.
哦，我就吓一跳。
I was shocked.
一个女孩子开货柜车。
I was shocked to see a woman driving a truck.
但那是少数。
But that is minority.
她心里也比较脆弱。
Her emotionally, she was also a little weaker.
你有没有看到那个有时候女人呢哭啊哭哭啊？你有没有看到男人在哭啊
？You often see a woman crying, but very seldom would you see a man cry.
有的男人什么时候哭呢
？When does a man cry?
他的父母过世。
Maybe when his parents passed away. 但是有时候
不一定会哭哦。
But sometimes he may still not cry.
但是我最近这二十年发现一件事情。
In the last 20 years, this is what I found.
我们的弟兄。
Our brothers.
嫁女儿的时候。
When they would marry their daughter.
诶，他的太太不哭诶。
The wife doesn't cry.
我看着他在哭。
But I see the man cry.
他这个很奇怪啦。
That's strange.
因为以前嫁女儿都妈妈在哭啊。
Because in the past, whenever we marry a daughter, it is the mom that cries.
现在都是爸爸在哭。
Now the fathers do all the crying.
所以你们这些做爸爸的要小心了。
So all you fathers be careful.
所以你看女人就比你脆弱。
Wives, women are weaker in that sense.
所以你要这样子照顾她。
And you need to take care of her.
然后她自然就会从心里顺服你。
And then from the bottom of her heart, she will naturally want to submit to you.
这里像说像教会顺服基督一样的顺服丈夫。
The Bible says is that the wives would submit to you like the church submit to Christ.
你说教会怎么顺服丈夫，顺服基督？
You may ask, how does a church submit to Christ?
我们就是按照圣经的教导，神的旨意。
We do that according to the teachings of the Bible and according to the will of God.
所以夫妻的相处也必须要在神的这个旨意里面。
And that is why how a marriage work should be according to the will of God, like the church to Christ.
箴言三十一章第十节说：“才德的妇人呢，谁能得着？”才德贤惠的夫人，谁能够得到？
Proverbs 31:10 says, "A wife of noble character, who can find?"
当我们啊，我们姐妹也求主祝福你们，做一个贤惠的妻子。
May God also give wisdom to our sisters in Christ here, that God will give us a noble character.
箴言19:14这么说。
Proverbs 19 says,
房屋财产是祖先留下来，是我爸爸妈妈留给我的。
More paraphrase, Proverbs says, whatever houses that we have are inheritance that our parents pass on to us.
唯有贤惠的妻子是耶和华赐给每一个丈夫。
But only a wise and noble wife of, only a wife with noble and wise characters are given to you by our Lord.
你知道那个圣经里面路德她的丈夫过世。
In the Bible, Ruth,her husband passed away.
她跟她的婆婆回到伯利恒。
She went back to Bethlehem with her mother-in-law.
然后她嫁给了波阿斯。
And she married Boaz.
她嫁给波阿斯的时候，她也把她的婆婆带过去。
When she married Boaz, she also brought her mother-in-law with her.
如果是带自己的妈妈，还有道理，对不对？
It makes sense if she would just bring her own mother, right?
你带着以前丈夫的妈妈。
But she brought her husband's mother along with her.
我们感谢这个波阿斯度量真大。
We thank God that Boaz was generous to accept both of them.
伯利恒的妇女怎么称赞这个路德呢？
How did those people in Bethlehem praise Ruth?
他对拿欧米说。
The people said to Naomi,
你有这个媳妇啊，比七个儿子还好。
They said to her that for your daughter-in-law, it's better than having seven sons.
把圣洁的婚姻献给基督。
Present your marriage holy to God.
他说要用水借着道把教会洁净成为圣洁。
He says here that we...
水借着道。
Yeah, make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word.
我常常在很多的教会的弟兄姐妹，他们在找对象的时候，我跟他们说，你一定要嫁娶在基督里信耶稣的人。
I often and I always tell young couples who are seeking to marry, and I tell them that they have to find a husband or a wife who is a believer.
因为一个信主的人，他是神的儿女。
Because a person who believes in Christ.Is a child of God.
他的灵魂是活过来。
His spirit is alive.
他是上帝住在里面。
He has God lives in that person.
一个还没有信耶稣的人，他灵魂 是死的。
Person who does not know or believe in Christ, his spirit is dead.
他没有神住在里面。
God does not live in him.
他爱做什么就做什么。
He can do whatever he wants.
所以如果两个人信仰是不一样的。
If a couple has different belief,
他的价值观、道德观不一样。
His values and belief will also be different.
所以如果两个人结婚。
And if this couple were to get married,
常常为了这个价值观常常在那里争吵。
They will be fighting very often with regard to differences and values.
因为一个是根据圣经。
Because one follows the teachings of the Bible.
一个是根据这个堕落的世界的一个潮流的观念。
One follows the direction of this depraved world.
所以是非道德观也不一样。
And that is why your moral and your values and ethics are totally different.
他们人生观不一样。
Their life, their worldview is different.
对生命的看法也不一样。
Their view of their life is also different.
那夫妻就不能同心。
If that's the case, husband and wife cannot be united.
我们知道，在这个在台湾现在的离婚率是35%。
In Taiwan, the divorce rate is 35%.
去年有180,000对结婚。
There was 1.8 million couples who got married.
大概5万6千对离婚。
Again, can the number 18 million? I guess that. Then 5 million got divorced.
以前我在台湾的时候。
When I was in Taiwan.
那么台湾的政府来找我们。
The government came up to us.
他这个事情太严重。
They said this is a serious problem.
你们教会可不可以做婚姻辅导？
Can your church do some marital counseling?
我说我们非常的愿意。
And I replied, I said, well, we want to do that.
而且我们不收费，一毛不收。
And we will do that for free.
在教会举行婚礼也是免费。
And you can have a wedding in our church, and it can also be free.
我们帮你布置，我们还有诗班献诗。
We'll arrange and we'll even have choir for you.
因为但是有一个条件。
But I only have one rule.
你要来上三个月的课。
You must come and attend 3 months of premarital counseling.
而且你礼拜天要来教会。
And you also must come to church on Sunday.
很可惜，台湾的政府说这样礼拜天去教会不行。
But sadly, the Taiwanese government said, well, I can't really make them go to church on Sunday.
所以我们跟政府合作的这个婚姻辅导的事情就没有成功。
And that was why we did not have this arrangement with the government.
我想现在台湾的情形会更严重。
But I believe that the situation in Taiwan is worse now than before.
所以我们需要一个圣洁的婚姻。
That is why we need a holy marriage.
因为就说夫妻两个都有神的道。
When both husband and wife has the word of God in them,
那神的道呢，它是客观的。
God's word is objective.
啊，对，但是你去经历圣经的话的时候，就变成你主观的经验。
But and if you would experience the word of God, and then it becomes subjective to your life.
我想夫妻共同在神的话里面。
And I believe that if a husband and wife are in the word of God,
等我们要去解这个世界。
We will leave. We will reject the teachings of this world.
比如说，这个未婚生子的问题。
For example, having a child out of your wedlock.
还有外遇的问题。
And having affairs.
啊，这个都是不圣洁的。
These are all unholy in the eyes of God.
所以希伯来书13:4说，婚姻人人都当尊重，床也不要污秽。
Hebrews 13:4 says, marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure.
我遇到过一个女孩子。
I met a girl.
她15岁。
She was 15.
她有一天问她妈妈。
One day she asked her mom.
妈妈，我几月生的？
She asked her mom, Mom, what month of the year was I born?
她说你知道啊。
She and mom replied, You know that.
但是她说你跟爸爸妈妈几月生结婚？
She asked mom, But what month were you and dad married?
她说我们一月结婚。
Her answer was in January.
那为什么我是8月生的？
And then she asked them, why was I born in August?
小孩子会算。
Those children, they know how to count.
我就跟这个太太说，跟这对夫妇说。
And so I spoke to this couple.
你们的老大。
Your oldest child.
可能他一辈子的伤害。他一辈子的伤害。
She may be hurt for her life.
因为他认为我是爸爸妈妈没有结婚以前生就怀孕了。
She may think that I was conceived before my parents were married.
他后面的老二老三还好。因为爸爸妈妈已经结婚了。
Well, of course, her second and third child was all right.
所以很多年轻人做这个事情没有考虑到那个后果。
A lot of young couples when they commit sin, they didn't think of the consequences of sin.
所以耶稣要我们把圣洁的婚姻献给基督。
And that is what Jesus wants us to present a holy marriage to God.
我们也把圣洁的婚姻生活献给基督。
We also present to God a holy marital living to God.
因为基督是要教会圣洁，没有瑕疵。
Because God, Jesus wants the church, the couples, the marriage to be holy and without blemish before Him.
因为神是圣洁的，所以我们也要圣洁。
Because God is holy, and that is why we must be holy.
所以夫妻他们的婚姻生活是应该要圣洁。
And that is why a marriage has to be holy.
丈夫要爱自己的妻子。
A husband must love his wife.
就像爱自己一样。
Just like he loves himself.
所以这里告诉我，你怎样去爱你的妻子呢？
And you may ask, how do I love my wife?
他说，就像你保养顾惜自己的身体。
It's just like you taking care of your own self.
哦，我是很注重身体健康。
I for one, is very conscious of my health.
我身体稍微有一点不对劲，我赶快去看医生。
If I know or feel something is wrong with my body, myself, I will go see a doctor quickly.
因为圣经说，我们身体是神的殿。
Because our body is a temple of God.
神借着圣灵住在我们里面。
God through the Holy Spirit live in our body.
我要为神来好好爱惜我的身体。
Because for God, I'm going to take very good care of my body.
你在座的每一个人，你也要为了神来好好的爱你的身体。
And every one of you should do that too. And for God, you need to take care of your body.
哦，这个我胆固醇过多了。
If I have a high cholesterol level.
我的肉是少吃一点。
And then I will eat a little less meat if that happens.
哪里不舒服了？什么东西不能吃？我都很听医生的话。
If there's any other areas in my body that is not uncomfortable, I will totally listen to my doctor and refrain from the food.
这意思说，你丈夫啊，爱你妻，就像你爱自己身体一样。
What it meant for a husband to love the wife just as himself is exactly what it is to love your wife just like you love your own body.
保养。顾惜自己的身体。
You protect and you love and you care for your wife.
你妻子有不舒服，好像就是你不舒服一样。
If your wife doesn't feel well, it should be as if you also is not feeling well.
有那个同理心呢。
You will empathize with her.
那种感同身受。
And you identify with her.
但是我听到很多的妻子在抱怨。
But I hear this complaint from a lot of wives.
我们结婚二十年了。
A complaint is, we've been married for 20 years.
三十年了。
30 years.
我的先生都不了解我。
My husband doesn't understand me.
可是我也听到很多丈夫在抱怨啊。
But I also hear the same from the husbands.
我妻子都不了解我。
My wife do not understand me either.
台湾有一首流行歌曲啊。
There is a popular song in Taiwan.
非常好听。
It's very nice.
这首歌你们可能听过。
You all may have heard this song.
叫做其实你不懂我的心，有没有？这首歌你们听。
It's a song that says you don't know how I feel.
这是流行歌曲，所以我不能在这里唱。
It's a popular song, but I'm not going to sing this morning.
感谢主，我在我们家从来不唱这首歌。
Well, I never sing this song in my house either.
所以为什么很多人是这个样子？
But why are so many people like that?
我们是不是都用点心在我们的你的妻子身上？
What if you put a little bit more effort on the welfare of your wife?
但是也多用点心在你的丈夫身上。
And the wife too also put a little bit more effort on your husband's.
你做妻子的做丈夫的爱你的妻子爱到一个地步，就是好像你在痛一样。
If a husband should love the wife to this point, it's as if you, when she hurt, you are hurting as well.
有一次我看到一个电视一个影片。
Once I saw a movie.
就是 他的妻子要到产房去生小孩。
The wife was going to into the delivery room to have a baby.
已经二十四小时了，小孩子还没有生下来。
Well, she's been suffering for 24 hours and the baby hasn't is not out yet. 她一直
痛的在那边叫。
She was in pain and she was crying.
那医生就问她说：“你要不要打止痛针？”
The doctor asked if she wants some painkillers.
哦，不是，不是，她说。不会痛的针啊，不是止痛针，有一种叫做 无痛昏眠，对不对？就是你生小孩不会痛的那种针。
Yeah, so the doctor suggested to have you know, to relieve her pain.
这个姐妹怎么说？
This is what this sister in this lady replied.
我不要打这个针。
I don't want to have any painkillers.
这样以后我的孩子生下来。
Because if I do that when my child is born,
我才会爱他。
Then I will love her.
因为她是我很痛的时候生下来。
Because she was born out of great pain.
她的丈夫在旁边说。
Her husband who stood next to her said.
她在那边祷告。
He was praying.
她说耶稣啊。
He prayed, Jesus.
我可不可以替我的太太痛啊？
Can I suffer in pain for my wife, please?
事实上是不可能，对不对？
Well, the truth is, we know that can't happen.
但她有那个心。
But that's how he felt.
他知道他太太真的为了生小孩真的很痛。
He understood and he knew that the wife was in pain.
这叫做感同身受啊。
That is what it meant by being empathetic and to be able to identify with her.
每一次婚礼的时候。
Every time in a wedding ceremony.
啊，诗班都会献那个哥林多前书十三章。
Choir usually would sing a song from 1 Corinthians 13.
爱是永不止息那首歌哈。
Love is forever.
爱是恒久忍耐永不，有没有那首歌哈？这是为什么？就是说，祝福这对夫妻，他们永永远远的相爱，在基督里面，爱是永不止息的。
Love was never ending, and that was the song. And the purpose of singing the song was to bless the couple with a love that is never ending.
在35年前。
35 years ago,
我到一个乡下。
I went into a village.
啊，去那里传福音。
I went there to spread the gospel.
我看到一对老夫妻。
I saw an older couple.
八十几岁。
They were in their 80s.
在夕阳下。Sunshine.
Oh, and it was sun. It was the sun was setting.
然后两个人手牵着手。
They both were holding their hands.
那台湾乡下人很保守。
Well, you must know that in Taiwan, in those little villages in Taiwan, these people are very conservative.
我们的青年看了。
The young people saw this.
每个人都很羡慕。
They were all very envious.
所以以后我们结婚也要这样子。
They said, "Well, when I get married later, I want to be like that."
有一天我们八十几岁也是手牵着手。
One day when I become 80,
哎，我就祷告。
I want to walk hand in hand with my spouse.
我就跟耶稣祷告。
And so I prayed to Jesus.
主啊
，Lord，
我到现在还单身呢。
Back then, I prayed that Lord, I was still single at that moment.
因为台湾人称太太叫做牵手，你知道吗？叫牵手。
In Taiwan, you call your wife as a person you hold your hand with.
主啊，我还没有牵手。
Well, so my prayer was, Lord, I haven't hold anyone's hand yet.
所以中国人就祝福说啊，你们这个白头偕老。
The Chinese saying we always bless a couple.To grow old together with gray hair.
牧师在证婚的时候有一句很重要的话。
When a pastor officiates a wedding, this is something very important that a pastor usually say.
问新郎跟新娘。
For the new couple.
他说无论他的顺境逆境。
For better or for worse.
健康生病。
For health or sicknesses.
富有贫穷。
For richer or poorer.
你都永远爱他吗？
That would you love her forever?
永远不离。
Will never leave her?
哇，感谢主。
We praise God.
当新郎新娘说，我愿意。
When the bride and the groom when they say I do,
下面就鼓掌。
Everyone, the audience usually clap.
当然，他们不是用人的爱，是用神的爱彼此相爱。
Of course, they should love each other not with human love, but with a godly love.
他说你要。保养顾惜你的妻子。
So here you need to love and cherish your wife.
从来没有人恨恶自己的妻子，自己的身体。
Nobody ever hated their own body.
我们没有人这样自残嘛，对不对？
Nobody would hurt purposely hurt themselves.
没有人会自己伤害自己的身体。
To hurt their own body.
所以你也不会去伤害你的妻子。
In the same manner, you would not go hurt your wife either.
可是我做牧师这么多年。
But being a pastor for so many years.
我处理过很多婚姻的问题。
I have to manage a lot of marital problems.
有三种暴力。
The three kinds of abuses.
语言的暴力。
Words.
哦，讲很难听的话。
Saying a lot of very abusive words.
他的话好像一把刀一样。
The words are like a knife that cuts.
这是圣经说的。
This is what the Bible says.
哦，有一个太太跟她的先生说。
There was a wife who said to the husband.
因为她说，你看马英九跟你同样岁数。
She said, "This Ma Ying-jeou is the president,
Ying-jeou,
don't they?
Taiwan president.
This Taiwan president, he's the same age as you.
人家做总统，你怎么还在做公务员呢？
The wife was like, "Oh, you see, look, he's a president of the country. Why are you just still a worker?"
我们这里有没有跟奥巴马同样年龄的？
Any one of you the same age as Obama?
你怎么可以这样说你丈夫呢？
Well, how could a wife say that to the husband?
奥巴马做总统了，你为什么还在州政府上班？
You should never say to your husband, you know, he's a president. Why aren't you one yet?
啊，这个叫做什么？语言的暴力。
That is one kind of word being abusive with words.
精神上的暴力。精神上的
and emotional abuse.
因为我们有一个弟兄。
There was a brother.
Oh, 我们花很多时间辅导他。
We spent a lot of time counseling him.
他家里那个拖鞋。
His little slippers at home.
他会写一到十号。
On his slippers, he will put numbers 1 to 10.
十号的拖鞋不能放在一号。
The number 10th slipper cannot be put in the place of one.
碗要放在哪里？快，他都有编号。
Every single bowl and plates at home has a number and place.
然后早上六点半。
Every morning at 6:30.
他是吹口哨。
He will blow a whistle.
起床。
Wake up.
哦，他太太说，我跟小孩受不了了。
The wife said, "I can't take it anymore. Me and my children, we can't take it anymore."
后来他有去看精神科医师。
He later went and see a psychiatrist.
我也去过他的家。
I've been to his house.
不敢上他的这个洗手间。
I wouldn't dare to go to his bathroom.
你去过，他马上去擦。
He would go and he would clean after you immediately.
然后他太太用的每一分钱。
And every penny that the wife spent.
你看，台币十块钱，美金才三角。
$10 is only 30 cents, 30 US cents.
他说：“你这个美金三角到哪里去了？”
And he would ask, "Where did this 30 cent go?"
他太太说：“我受不了。”
The wife said, "I couldn't take it."
这个叫精神虐。
This was emotional abuse to her.
还有一种就是肢体暴力。
And the other abuse was physical.
他讲不过了，一拳就过去。
If he couldn't, you know, handle any situation,
he
threw his punch.
所以我有几次是跟师母是半夜去辅导。
The many times I would go in the middle of the night with my wife to go counsel them.
有一次我到一个人的家里。
And then another time I went to another house.
地板都是盘子。
There are lots of plates on the floor.
我记得我有讲过。
I remember saying this.
我就买了一套塑胶盘子给他们。
I bought a set of plastic plates for them.
你丢吧，嗯。
And then I said, well, because then they can throw it anyhow they want.
不会破。
It won't break.
后来我就给他们去上婚后的辅导。
And after that, I gave them post-marital counseling.
带他们信耶稣。
And I brought them to Christ.
带他们认罪悔改。
I brought them to confess their sins and repent.
当他们真的认罪悔改。
And when they truly repent,
敬畏神的时候，
they learn to fear the Lord.
这三种暴力就没有。
All of these abuses are left, gone away.
因为信耶稣。
We praise God for them because they believe in Christ.
就挽回了这个婚姻了。
And that saved their marriage.
这里说夫妻二人是一体。
A husband and wife will become one.
我刚刚讲过，妻子是丈夫的骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
I said this earlier that the wife is now the bone of bones and the flesh of flesh.
所以马可福音第四章说，神所配合的人不可分开。
That's what in Mark it says, what God has joined together, let no man separate.
所以我自己的一个经验哈。
This is my experience.
我们常常在神面前对付自己。
We will come before God.
我也承认，我刚刚结婚的时候，
We confess ourselves before God. And I admit, when I first got married,
我原来的家庭原生家对我的个性影响太深。
My family, however I was brought up, has got a strong influence on my personality.
所以我每天要做一件事情。
So I have to do something every day.
就不断地求主修剪我。
I have to do this every day. I have to ask the Lord to prune me and to train me.
来对付我原生家庭所带给我的伤害。
I do that to take care of the original personality that my family that I've inherited from my family.
就是他们带给我一个罪人的个性。
That is that sinful character that I have received from them.
所以啊，婚姻是人类关系中最重要的。
Your marriage is the most important relationship that you have in your lifetime.
我常常跟弟兄姐妹讲。
And I often say this to brothers and sisters.
你到外面。
If you leave here.
你对外面的人再好。
It doesn't matter how good you treat everybody else.
你如果回到家。
But when you go home, return
对,
home.
对你的妻子儿女不好。
And you are not good.Or to your spouse and your children.
外面人对你好的印象，那都是假的。
Then whatever good impression that you have left with these people on the outside, doesn't count.
你对外面的人怎么好？
However nice you are to the people outside your family,
你就对你的妻子儿女就这么好。
You must then be as good to your family and your spouse. You must be as good to them that as that count.
所以你做丈夫呢，要让你的妻子在心理上。
And as a husband, you need to let your wife know this from the bottom of her heart.
比如在生活、在经济、在照顾上。
In your daily living, in caring for her, in finances.
圣经说，夫妻二人成为就是，离开父母与妻子联合。
When the Bible says that a man and a wife are joined together as one, the man they need to leave their parents and become one.
就是我们不再依赖爸爸妈妈给我经济上的帮助跟生活上的照顾。
That meant I no longer depend on my parents for any financial help or any emotional support.
所以夫妻二人成为一体是在身体、精神、心灵跟尤其是信仰上的一体。
What it meant by when husband and wife becomes one, it meant that you're joined together in body, mind, spirit, and most importantly, in your beliefs.
我们有个弟兄，他结婚。
There was a brother. He got married.
50岁结婚。
He was 50.
他娶了一个寡妇，就是他先生过世。
He married a widower.
那边带了五个小孩子来。
And she brought with her 5 children.
我为这个弟兄非常的感谢主。
For this brother, I really thank God for him.
因为他们结婚了都没有生小孩。
Because they didn't have any children after their marriage.
他把这别人生的小孩当着自己小孩。
He treated others' children just as his own.
他努力工作赚钱。
He worked really hard and he brought the bread home.
让这五个孩子都受高等教育。
And he then brought these 5 children up and they had really a good education.
因为他把他妻子带来的小孩当着他自己小孩。
Because he treated and he loved them just like his own children.
这就是一体。
This is what I meant by being one
body. 丈夫爱妻子，妻子敬重丈夫。
Husband loves his wife and the wife respects her husband.
教会是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
我们彼此是肢体。
And we are all parts of the body of Christ.
所以我们是耶稣基督身体的一部分。
We are all part of a body of Christ's body.
所以夫妻有两个关系。
Husband and wife has two relationships.
在身体上，他们是骨肉。
Physically, they are of bone and flesh.
在属灵上，在教会上面，他们是肢体，是基督身体里面的肢体。
Spiritually and in the church, they are a body of Christ.
Hey.夫妻并没有24小时在一起啊。
But you may ask, a husband and wife are not together 24/7.
哦，有时候你在这里啊，你的妻子在大陆，或者你在这里，你的先生在大陆啊。
It may be that you're here and your spouse is in China.
你们白天上班也没有在一起啊。
or that you guys work and you're not together in the daytime.
那这里说为什么夫妻是在一起？
But what it says here that a husband and wife are joined together.
我们非常的感谢上帝。
We praise God for this.
因为神给我们的灵。
Because the spirit that God gave us.
住在我们里面的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit that lives in us.
你丈夫里面的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit that is in your husband.
你里面的圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit that is in the wife.
24小时在。
Are together 24/7.
这就是夫妻二人是一体。
That is what is meant by a husband and wife are one.
你们都受神的圣灵的感动。
You have all been touched by the Holy Spirit of God.
那么这个妻子要顺服丈夫。
And so when a wife should submit to her husband.
敬重你的丈夫。
Respect your husband.
但是丈夫呢，要爱你的妻子。
But the husbandsneeds to love your wives.
就像基督爱教会一样。
Just like Christ loved the church.
我非常的希望。
This is what I truly hope.
在 Tallahassee 这里的华人。
That the Chinese here in Tallahassee.
尤其是那些还没有结婚的。
Especially those who are not married yet.
每一对都是在基督里的婚姻。
But that every couple, every marriage will be married in Christ.
耶稣所行的第一个神迹是什么？你们知道吗？
The very first miracle that Jesus performed.
谁知道告诉我？耶稣所行第一个神迹是什么？
What was Jesus' first miracle?
是什么？啊？啊？对对对。
Jesus turned water into wine.
周经及格了哈。
Yeah,
随便酒。加拿的婚宴。
So Jesus attended a wedding in the village in Cana.
为什么他第一个神迹是这个呢？
Why was his first miracle that?
他愿意人的婚姻是幸福美满。
He wishes and he wants that all marriage be one that is joyful and happy.
是喜乐。
One that is happy.
是上帝祝福满满。
Is one that God blesses.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你不但按照你形象造男造女。
Not only did you made us according to your image.
感谢主，你也设立了婚姻。
We thank you, God, that you have established marriage.
你愿意每一对结婚的人，他们都在基督里面得到祝福。
You wish that every couple that in their marriage that they receive your blessings.
他们的婚姻是幸福美满。
That their wedding be one that is happy and blissful.
当他们小孩生下来的时候
，and then when they have children,
他们有一个非常恩爱的父母
，the children will have a loving parent.
对小孩子是一个非常好的影响
，that would be a good influence for the children.
小孩子他们长大以后有非常好的个性。
The children will grow up to have good character and personality.
他们也会学他们的爸爸妈妈敬爱主。
They will be just like their parents who will love and respect and fear you.
主啊，愿你透过我们的教会。
Lord, may you use our church.
重新来提醒很多的人。
To once again remind the people around us.
来建立在基督里的婚姻。
To establish a wedding in Christ.
如果有人他们婚姻真的出了问题。
If there's any couple who has marital problems.
求你把他们带到这里来。
We pray that you bring them to us.
主，我们要按照你的旨意。
Lord, we want to do it according to your will.
来帮助这些婚姻有问题的。
According to your will, we will help this marital couples.
使他们可以建立基督所祝福的婚姻。
So that they can establish and build up a marriage that is in Christ.
对那些准备结婚的人。
For those who are preparing to get married.
他们能够敬畏神。
That they will learn to fear you.
认识圣经所教导
to know and understand the teachings of the Bible,
也认识神所设立的婚姻
and to know and understand your covenant in marriage.
求神祝福每对夫妻
Lord, we ask that you bless every couple,
他们的儿女
their children,
他们的家人
their family.
祷告感谢奉耶稣的名
We pray and praise all of these in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.